tormenting fear, all his chains we must endure. To my grief she may give ear, and at length in pity cure. Windy sighs will fan the fire to so pure and bright a flame that each lover will admire and extol her beauteous name. By her own immortal power, by the roses in her cheek, by the myrtle grove and bower where to pleasure lovers seek, only she is worth possessing, only she I think divine. Venus, grant me then this blessing, that the only may be mine. Have you seen her charming beauty, like the blossoms fair and sweet? Have you seen how all with duty fall down prostrate at her feet? Have you seen how stars withdraw and twinkle at the morning light? So poor lovers stand in awe, amazed with beams so wondrous bright. Thousand cupids round her hover, play and revel in her eyes. Blessed and happy is the lover that enjoys so rich a prize. When the charms of beauty's tasted, 'tis the sweetest in its prime. Blooming youth should not be wasted, for it fades in little time. By the law of tender nature, no fair beauty should be coy. There is neither face nor feature, but by right we should enjoy. Beauty always should breed beauty, not lie all alone each night. To be kind is maiden's duty, maids were made for man's delight. Marble by the rain relenteth, can a beauty then so fair be a fury that tormenteth? Must I die and quite despair? Oh, sweet nymph, be not so cruel, 'tis an easy thing to love. Grant me then your heart, that jewel.